The following is a special presentation of Snake Tree Media.
Independence Day.
A great day to remember why America is so great. A great day to buff and shine your John Deere farm implement. A great day to bake an apple pie.
Or some brownies.
Or something. And an excellent day to party with rock stars.
No rock stars, no problem.
Commander Fury.
Booyah, America! I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is a very special Independence Day urgent frequency for the week of Sunday, July 3rd, 2011. Happy birthday, America! Hey, not too shabby for your 235th birthday. I mean, I just have to assume you've been working out. To celebrate our great nation's birthday, we've put together a nice little podcast chock full of post-E3 intel and the full scoop on the long-awaited, much-anticipated Urgent Fury Endurance Tournament event as we welcome Urgent Fury Tournament Coordinator Johnson 30 to the Roundtable of Freedom. All that wrapped up tight in some 4th of July fun. Okay, all right, everybody gather around. Everybody. Okay, all right, shooters and looters, raise your glasses, okay? Raise your glasses for me for just a second. Here's to you, America, and to 235 more, you sexy mother. This is Urgent Frequency.
Hey, guys, it's Audrey Cleo from PlayStation Network's Core and FearNet.com. You are listening to Urgent Frequency on UrgentFury.com.
I am Commander Claymore Fury for UrgentFury.com. The brave men and women in our nation's armed forces made a commitment to protect us and our freedoms. Many will come home with missing limbs, severe burns, or traumatic brain injuries. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help and support these injured heroes through programs and services that help make their recoveries that much easier. Regardless of your position on the war, our wounded veterans deserve our support. To learn more, call 1-877-TEAM-WWP. That's 1-877-832-6997. Or visit WoundedWarriorProject.org. Hoo-yah!
Next time on Urgent Frequency Television. Urgent Frequency Television invades the Ark to get the full scoop on Splash Damage's futuristic action shooter, Brink. Then Jack leaves the pitch long enough to hit the links and gives us all a full flyby of Tiger Woods PGA Tour 12, the Masters Edition. All that plus new installments of NoobTube and Bullet Points. It's all next time on Urgent Frequency Television, exclusively on PlayStation Home. Be sure to visit www.urgentfury.com for more information about Urgent Fury or Urgent Frequency Television. Urgent Fury. Win with honor. Lose with dignity.
Urgent Frequency.
This crowd is going deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former Greenskeeper now, about to become the Masters Champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Commander Fury.
Well, sadly, I didn't get to go to E3 this year, but I did have the pleasure of staying back at Central Command to experience E3 from the safety of the official Urgent Fury Bunker of Love, which is pretty great considering they have, you know, the furry walls and a terrific wet bar. But don't trip. Just because I didn't get to go to E3, that doesn't mean that Urgent Fury didn't deploy a team to sunny California for E3 2011. Urgent Frequency Television's Jack UK, Delhouse, and Wolfie D managed to put together a nice little care package of intel after prowling the floor of the Los Angeles Convention Center for 3 days during the 2011 Electronic Entertainment Expo. And since Brady Games helped make our trip to E3 possible once again, I thought it would be completely appropriate to give you guys a taste of Jack UK Delhouse's interview with Tim Cox, title manager for Brady Games.
It's Jack UK Delhouse here with Ufreak TV and UrgentFury.com. We're at the E3 convention in Los Angeles. It's 2011. We're lucky enough to hold these interviews at the booth of Brady Games. We're very fortunate here to have Tim Cox from Brady Games. Everybody knows or should know what Brady Games does and the incredible strategy guides that you guys are responsible for. What's going on right now? What can you tell us?
We just recently released Duke Nukem Forever.
Okay.
That one will be out in store shelves here real soon. We had L.A. Noir, which is a really, really big book for us. And then back here along the wall, we have some upcoming titles like Twisted Metal, Diablo 3, huge, so we're really looking forward to that.
Batman as well. I know a lot of people are looking forward toward that one.
Yes, absolutely. So really big titles coming up in the fall. We're really excited about it. Some great licensors that we're working
with
these days.
Now, everyone's familiar with the strategy guides that are out there right now. There's some other stuff going on. Yes. There's some really cool stuff that I've seen. I'm not sure if you can talk about. If you can, we'd really appreciate it.
Yes.
Tim, the digital world, where are we going?
That's something very exciting that we're really, really working hard at. We have we've released a couple of apps, one for COD, Black Ops. It's basically a multiplayer map app. You can go through, scroll all the maps. We have all the different game modes. You can track where certain pickups are and things like that. We also, one of our latest ones, the LA Noir. Really excited about that. It goes through, it shows you all the hidden locations for all the landmarks, all the shields, all the collectibles in the game. Very interactive. It allows you to go through. Once you find something, you can log it, look back out on the map. You can see what you found, what you haven't found. And then also we have some stuff in the works, some other digital products that we're looking to get out there. So that's an area we're focusing on. We're really excited about it.
Great. Now, you say they're apps. Are there any specific platform that these apps are on?
Yeah, the LA Noir, iOS and Android. The COD is just iOS right now.
Okay.
As we do more, we're going to expand across those platforms.
It must look very cool on the iPad. For the size of the iPad, it's got to be a great experience.
Absolutely. Both of them, especially the LA Noir. Because you have such a big city map of Los Angeles, you're able to scroll in real close so far that you can see the actual street names. So those who are really familiar with the game will be able to recognize, oh, there's that spot right there.
Right, right.
Looks absolutely beautiful.
Wow. So someone's at home right now and they're thinking, apps, that sounds kind of cool. Brady Games, interactive guides. Where can they get one? Where can they get an app? Is it on the App Store? What should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. You just go to the App Store, search for Brady Games, search for the COD multiplayer map app or the LA Noir map app from Brady Games. It'll be right there, $1.99.
So it's Jack Delhouse, it's Tim Cox from Brady Games. We're coming to you from E3 2011 right here in Los Angeles. Guys, take care.
And of course, you can see more of Urgent Frequency Television's coverage of E3 by logging into PlayStation Home and visiting the PlayStation Home Community Theater, or by visiting blip.tv/UFreakTV to see archived episodes of UFreak TV as well as Blip TV exclusives you won't find anywhere else.
Hey, this is your boy Doc from The Tester, and you're listening to Urgent Frequency only on UrgentFury.com.
There are times when you have so much to say, just so little time.
Excuse me, what?
Good thing there's Twitter. We got you covered with the latest and the most talked about topics, 140 characters at a time. Follow us on Twitter.
Check it out. I took 10 M80s and stuck them all together. I call it Bunker Bustin' Mega Ultra Super. Holy crap!
Oh my god! You blew off all your fingers!
Oh my god!
You know, no huge hurry, but I'm sort of out of juice over here. Bone dry.
What seems like an eternity ago, Urgent Fury Command announced Urgent Fury's very first tournament event for SOCOM 4 U.S. Navy SEALs, Urgent Fury Endurance. Now, what we know about it is that it's going to feature four campaigns that will stretch over several weeks, culminating in a winner-take-all type of playoff. With the tournament getting underway this past week, we thought it would be a perfect time to invite Urgent Fury's newly appointed tournament coordinator, Johnson 30, to sit down with us and spell things out for us. So, to talk about Urgent Fury Endurance and the future of Urgent Fury tournaments in general, joining me via Skype from his palatial digs in Buffalo, New York, is Johnson 30. John, welcome, sir, to Urgent Frequency. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. You know how beautiful Buffalo is any time of the year.
I've told you this before. Now, I've been, I can't remember if we actually went into the city, but I've been to Niagara Falls and I've looked at Buffalo before. It seemed kind of gray and kind of boring. Is it gray? Is it gray and boring, or?
That's, you know, like, I haven't had too much, like, opportunity to see a lot of other cities, like, around the country and stuff, but, like, I listen to a lot of stations that come out of Toronto, Canada, and all they do is trash about Buffalo, about how dirty and grimy Buffalo is, so I think what you think about it is pretty right on.
Well, I, like I said, I wasn't trying to imply that it was dirty. It just seemed very gray. And maybe that's only because over in Niagara Falls, it's kind of a tourist trap, and they got all the lights and bells and whistles, and, well, there is the whole falls thing. Now, isn't there some kind of rivalry between Buffalo and Niagara Falls, like who the falls actually belong to, that kind of thing?
Yes. There's always something going on about that. And the sad thing is that Canadian soccer definitely has the better view. And they're always in Buffalo because they have all the stuff. They have the Clifton Hill across there, which has wax museums. They have the casino. They have all kinds of fun things for everybody to do. And then when you come over to Buffalo or like the Niagara Falls side of New York, it has a lot of factories and stuff like that.
Buffalo is definitely a blue-collar town, big NFL town. Are you a Bills fan at all?
Oh, I've been a Bills fan ever since the day I was born. So, I mean, I'm really hoping that this labor agreement goes on and takes off. So, you know, we're starting to look pretty good here, so...
We were talking about it before the interview. This whole pro sports thing, it's all about money. NBA, I guess they're locked out now. So listen, I'm glad you're here because you gotta spell this whole thing out for me, man. I've been trying to figure this. Of course, Urgent Fury Command announced Urgent Fury Endurance. And we're going to talk about SOCOM 4, and we're also going to talk about some of the other games that we saw at E3 this year, Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3, what else? Oh, Ghost Recon, Future Soldier, Killzone. We're going to talk about all those games and everything. But now, when we announced this tournament, Urgent Fury Endurance for SOCOM 4, little did we know that we were going to be faced with I forget what the final count for the PlayStation Network outage was. What? How many days was it? Like
27, 28 days, was it?
It was almost a month. So, yeah. I mean, basically what happens is the schedule and everything that we had already hammered out for Urgent Fury Endurance basically just had to be redone. And we even had to change some things from the original concept of the tournament. Now, it is an interesting concept. So if you can, in a nutshell, you don't have to sit here and, like, you know, spell out the rule sets or anything. But for anybody, maybe somebody's just listening to the podcast, they haven't checked out the tournament yet, and they've got a SOCOM 4 clan, and can they still get involved in Endurance? And if so, just explain a little bit what Endurance is and how it works with the campaigns and all that stuff.
Any clan can get involved anytime they want to because it goes by a four-week system where every 4 weeks we have a new campaign to go over like 4 months. Any clan can get involved at any time. It's a way for us to evaluate new clans coming in to get to play against veteran clans so they can get a feel for who belongs here and who doesn't belong here at UF.
Now, as far as SOCOM clans, now, a lot of people, we were trying to put together some stuff for SOCOM 4 when it launched and some of the features we've done on Urgent Frequency Television and some of the other stuff we've done. We were doing some research, and I was putting a timeline together with the different games and stuff like that. And I was blown away, first of all, that Confrontation, how long had we played Confrontation? I think we figured out that it was like 2.5-3 years. And I really didn't realize that Confrontation had been out that long. But now with SOCOM 4, it seems like, and we've talked about this a couple of different times on the podcast, but it seems like that the clan dynamic has changed, not just in Urgent Fury, but overall. And so when you guys started putting together this tournament, were you worried that maybe the clan dynamics would affect the signups, or have you guys had pretty good response so far?
Actually, we had a pretty good response, even though that I was a little worried myself. I mean, we had over 20 clans sign up for this in the first place, even though that we had the setbacks of the PSN being down, which then made the idea that maybe some clans had backed away, maybe some clans had broken up and everything. But I was really concerned to come with the fact that, like, the Call of Duty, you know, a lot of people play that game, and it's all about the individualism compared to the clan. And I was hoping that wasn't lost too much when it came to the SOCOM coming back out, because SOCOM is all about teamwork and working together. So far, we have 12 clans signed up for Endurance, and we'll see where it goes from here. Hopefully we can get more clients to sign up as we move forward.
That's the one thing that I hate about Call of Duty, is that it focuses so much on the individual achievements. And don't get me wrong, I've fallen victim to it myself. I find myself wanting to hit that next prestige or try to get that next trophy or that next contract or whatever. So I totally get it. But to me, nothing will ever replace and look, I'm old school, so I remember the days when you'd start playing SOCOM at 10:30 p.m. and you'd still be playing SOCOM at 4:30 a.m. To me, the success of SOCOM was they had so much clan support, and it was such a clan-sensitive game. SOCOM 4, what are your thoughts on SOCOM 4 so far, man? Do you feel like that it's the same game? Or tell me your thoughts on SOCOM 4, man, now that you've kind of had a chance to get into it.
I definitely have found it to be, like, a lot of fun. I mean, there's definitely some problems with, like, more of the technical issues with the setting up the clan wars, maybe the private rooms and all that stuff. But when all said and done, when my team gets into a clan war and we play, it's old school. It's back to the best of 3 days that we used to play way back in, like, 2002, 2003. You know, the weapon mods are a little different than what they've been in the last couple SOCOMs. You know, the fact that, like, I really liked how the like SOCOM 1 and SOCOM 2 was, where you only had, like, a couple little features depending on the weapon, and they kind of brought that back a little bit. You have to work a little bit towards getting and unlocking those features, but you can't just throw, like, a high scope on any weapon you have or a high suppressor on any weapon you have. So I really am digging the game quite a bit, as long as Zipper can come along and make, like, the interface just a little bit more user-friendly.
That's really been a concern for a lot of SOCOM guys. I know for me, I don't really have time. I'm not in a clan right now, so I don't really have experience with the clan interface, but I have messed around with it. I know just recently, wasn't it right after the outage, SOCOM 4 got a patch that supposedly was supposed to fix a lot of the problems that we had seen right after the initial launch?
Yeah, definitely. They did a lot of, like, efforts to make the camera better, which really made it better for me, because I really did not care for the game too much because of the way the camera would get stuck and everything. They fixed that. They fixed the clan challenge system a little bit better, where they they move the clans already up to the top, so it makes it a little bit more easier to set up the clan challenges, even though sometimes maybe you'll find a tough time trying to find a clan war, you know, to suit your clan just well. But I really believe that the latest patch that has come out with SOCOM 4 has made some huge improvements to the game and makes it very enjoyable to play.
I know you mentioned we had about 20 clans sign up. Have we seen some different clans? Hey, I love all the clans here in Urgent Fury, but have we seen a lot of new clans in this batch of signups?
I'd say we found a few new clans that I haven't seen before. A couple of clans of guys that have been in other clans, and then made some new ones. But I'd say about 3 to 4 clans so far have been totally new to the UF experience, and I really hope that we can branch out and bring even more clans in. And I really think that we have something really good here with Endurance that will give people something a little bit more above and beyond of what the actual SOCOM clan challenge is. And it really should be a lot of fun and make some for really intense clan wars here at UF.
You explained a little bit about the campaigns and stuff like that. What about the actual game specs? Now, are you guys featuring different game modes, or how exactly are you doing that?
Well, we try to mix up the game modes as much as possible. You know, we play the classic objective, which is a lot of fun, where you start off with the bomb squad, then usually go to last defense and uplink for the third match. We've tried to mix in the abandoned map, and hopefully maybe possibly down the road in future campaigns we can start mixing in the the pro, and we can start using some of the new map packs.
Of course, Endurance is the first tournament event, but has there been any talk about a TAC map tournament event?
Well, as of right now, SOCOM's a little tough to do the TAC map, only because of the fact that we can't choose or play in what map we want to use. And that's always been something that's been really big to Urge Fury with the TAC maps is, you know, you would own a certain map, you know, a certain territory, and it would belong to a map and a game mode. Right now, the way that it is, SOCOM probably won't work so well for a TAC map, but hopefully in the future that Zipper will come out with a way that we will be able to choose what maps are going to be playing and maybe have possibly some private rooms.
In addition to SOCOM 4, there has been some talk about expanding not only some of the titles that Urgent Fury uses, but we've even talked about maybe expanding platforms. Without really getting into that, let's talk about some of the possible games. I know there was some talk about a Killzone 3 tournament. I don't know if that's still in the talks or not, but what about some of the games we saw at E3? Of course, the big reveal, I think, we've seen Battlefield 3. We've seen little bits and pieces of Battlefield 3 for the last, I don't know, last 4 or 5 months, something like that. But we also got to see Modern Warfare 3. Do you have your little tournament elves working hard to try to put something together for Battlefield 3, Killzone 3? What can you talk about and what can't you talk about?
Oh, I mean, we are definitely, you know, researching and working as hard as we can to try to find the perfect games so we can bring the best tournaments to the PlayStation Network and maybe even beyond with the Xbox Live Network. I have loved everything I've seen from Battlefield 3. I really hope that turns out to be the game that we all hope that it can be. You know, Call of Duty is what it is. I mean, it's basically been, you know, the same type of game for, you know, ever since Modern Warfare 2 came out. Or I'm sorry, Modern Warfare. And I really hope that there's definitely things that we can do for that. And, I mean, Battlefield has just been blowing me away with everything that I've seen for it.
And, of course, Ghost Recon Future Soldier, we saw a little bit of that. It looks like that's going to come out, I think, February of 2012. It's probably a little too early to wonder about that. But is there a possibility we might see a Killzone 3 tournament before it's all said and done? Or again, is that on the drawing board but nothing definitive yet?
As of right now, it's definitely on the drawing board. We just have to do our research on how we can get that going with the private matches and everything. But, I mean, Killzone is a great game to play. As long as we can figure out a way to get it to work with our system, I definitely think that's something we'll see definitely down the road.
I know Urgent Fury's Gaming League, or UFGL, that's something that we've actually launched, but now, again, we're kind of in a hiatus with the UFGL. I understand that there's something that you guys are working on right now that is that the Weekend Warrior project, or are we ready to talk about the Weekend Warrior project yet?
We can definitely start to talk about it because we are looking to launch that later this month, the Weekend Warrior series, which is it's going to start off with a Black Ops tournament as a one-day event, possibly 2 days, depending on how many clans we have signed up, as a single elimination tournament. And what we're going to try to do is get to a point where every single weekend we're going to feature a different game, rotate it around with the modes and everything, and really have a fun time for everyone to participate. And we'll see where we'll definitely go with that. I mean, I think it's going to be a great time, and you know, you're going to have your buddies have a good time with it and see how far you can go each night.
Now, you said it's just a 2 or 3 day event, so it's something that any clan can just jump in and be a part of, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the rule sets are going to be, you know, pretty basic and things like that, right?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be pretty basic stuff. Basically, like, you're going to have a 4-man team with maybe 1 or 2 substitutes, and basically just see how far you can go in the tournament. You know, every hour there'll be a new match for you, and we'll just keep banging through the ladder and see how far you can go.
All right, man. Now, if there's a clan out there, if there's a SOCOM 4 clan out there and they want to get involved in Urgent Fury Endurance, you said there's going to be a 4 campaigns, 4 4-week campaigns. How can a clan go about getting involved and things like that? What do they need to do?
Well, if they want to look to join, I would go to urgentfury.com and click on the link above for the Endurance. And then once you go to the actual Endurance site, there'll be a link there for signing up for one of the campaigns. Like I said, there's going to be 4 campaigns for the rest of this year. Just sign up for the one that is going to be the best for your clan.
All right, man. It sounds like a lot of fun. What about you, man? What are you doing for the 4th here? Pretty pretty sure you've already been drinking.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And I understand you went out and maybe did some, you did some burgers and dogs and did some fireworks and stuff like that already?
Yeah, we had a good time tonight. I took the kids out to Silver Lake, New York, and we had a good time. Seen some fireworks, had some good food, and tomorrow, actually for the 4th, is going to be a little bit of a lazy day. We'll see how it goes.
And listen, congratulations, by the way. I should have said this in the beginning. You are the newly appointed tournament coordinator for Urgent Fury, so congratulations on that, and you got a lot of cool things coming up.
No, I just want to say thanks for the congratulations. It's not really too much, because all I want to do is just move forward with Urgent Fury and try to have the best tournaments possible for us to play. As far as what's coming up, I really got to say is just stay tuned to what's coming up. We're going to have a lot of cool things coming up soon, and definitely, I think it is going to be something for everybody.
Take care of yourself. I know you're in LPK. Let's go ahead and give LPK some love. You want to give some shout-outs to the boys in LPK and tell us how we can find Letting Punks Know on the web?
Yeah, they definitely have been like the coolest guys I've ever played any kind of sport, like online gaming with. I mean, ever since I met Chaka, the guys like Cow on Crack, Mopoc, Identity Crisis, P-Brain. I mean, those are some cool dudes from when we merged with them like a few years ago. But yeah, just step by LatinPunksNoah.com and just say hi or whatever. I mean, we are the coolest guys you can ever meet on the web. So hopefully we can maybe set up some matches in the future or whatever.
All right, man. Well, listen, thank you very much for taking time. I know you've had a long night already, so I certainly do appreciate you coming by and hanging out with me. If they want to email you with any questions about tournaments or any questions they might have, where can they send an email to you?
Don't hesitate to send an email to johnson30@urgentfury.com. I mean, with my phone and with the computer, I'll be more than happy to respond, as soon as possible as I can to any questions you have about tournaments, because we are definitely going to put together some of the kick-ass tournaments you could possibly imagine on the World Wide Web.
All right, good thing, sir. Thank you very much. Happy 4th of July, and have a safe one, you and yours and all that good stuff. And thanks a lot for coming by, Johnson.
I appreciate it so much. This is quite an honor to be here on the podcast here for Urgent Fury with Commander Fury. Hoo-yah!
Well, hoo-yah to you too, sir. Thank you. For everybody else, have yourself a very safe, and that goes for you too, have a very safe and happy 4th of July holiday. Spend some time with your family, do the fireworks, do the barbecue, all that good stuff. And me, I'm going to try to drink myself into oblivion and see if I can get rid of this wicked toothache, this wicked horrible toothache. Do we have a dentist in the house? I need some dental advice. Anyway, please be sure to network with us via Twitter, Facebook, the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed, and of course on our brand new Blip TV, You Freak TV channel, where you'll find, not only will you find archived episodes of You Freak TV, but you'll find a bunch of Blip TV exclusives you won't find anywhere else. Also, be sure to go on over to PlayStation Home and visit my colleague Jack UK Dellhouse and his band of merry men over there on Urgent Frequency Television bi-weekly, exclusively on PlayStation Home. It's time for me to go. Please, remember your country. Remember your countrymen. Remember yourself. Be good to yourself and each other. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah! Happy birthday, America!